Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
During the holiday Christmas celebration time, there's a lot of drinking that's part of it. So what is this time of year like for non-drinkers, especially for those of you who have very recently or somewhat recently decided you needed to quit drinking? And you're doing well, you're not drinking, but you face a big temptation during the holidays. Rob Schulte, who we've had on the show recently talking about this, is the drummer and front man for the Top Cats. And, you know, Rob was a big drinker, and I was drinking heavily back in those days as well. And there's one story of Rob actually picking me up in the parking lot of a bar and carrying me somewhere. And I eventually ended up home, and I appreciate Rob for doing that. But we were both really big, big drinkers. I basically have quit drinking. I'm not an alcoholic, but so many people are, and they deal with tough temptations this time of year. So I wanted Rob to spend a few minutes with us on the air. Rob, good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good. So talk about what it's like for a relatively new non-drinker approaching the holidays. What do you prepare yourself for?
You know, it's kind of like hurricane season, you know, but we have a lot of hurricane seasons. We have Mardi Gras, we have Christmas, New Year's, all these trigger points that, you know, are very scary for those who like to indulge. Like you said earlier, we don't drink for the taste, we drink for the effect. If I want to drink something good, I'm going to drink a milkshake.
That's me.
So, right. So, you know, I had the experience this last weekend. I had a little, you know, so I put myself in that situation that, you know, we like to always have an exit, you know, with a bunch of people that are drinking, and it gets sloppy. I want to get out of there. So, it just, you know, I'm okay, but it gets to a point where I don't want to be around it. So, but I volunteered to be the DD. So a bunch of friends of mine who drank a lot, and I took them downtown and did the, you know, parked the Mont Leon. I drove my friend's actual Tahoe because we had like 8 people in the car.
Yeah.
And we went to the Mont Leon, the carousel, you know, and heard some Christmas songs and people, you know, drinking like crazy all around. And and then we walked down to the, we wanted to see Eric Paulson. He's on the streetcar this year at the Ritz-Carlton, and Jeremy Davenport was playing and drinking like crazy, and the decorations are so beautiful down there. I wanted to see decorations. So it was really nice to partake in all that, and then we went to the Roosevelt. So to be sober, to enjoy the beauty of all these things, where in the past I would have been drunk at the first bar, at the carousel, not even realizing that we're actually moving. on the carousel. And I'm they're all drinking, you know, the old fashions, which was one of my favorites, you know. And then they get to the Sazerac bar, and the classic is the Christmas cookie drink. And so I snuck away, and I said, I think it's time. Everybody was getting a little sloppy. I said, I'm going to go get the car. We want somebody to walk with you. And I'm like, no, I don't need to babysit anybody. I want to walk by myself down Canal Street. I'll be fine, and I'll get the car at the Malion, and I'll text y'all when it's time to come out. So they came out, and I picked them up, and I had a great time. I really enjoyed everything. I was drinking my soda water with a lime, I had just as much fun as anybody, but I woke up sober in the morning and ready to roll, and I drove everybody and got everybody home safely, you know, because that's the main thing. If you're going to drink, take an Uber or taxi or something, you know, right? So I was that person.
But, Rob, did you deal with FOMO, fear of missing out, while you're around all of this?
No, what I'm saying, I'm coming up 3 years sober this coming January 25th.
That's great. That's great.
So I've been through the seasons of Mardi Gras, you know, performing at Bacchus Bash, riding in Demian, you know, and doing Lundi Gras, and, you know, all the Mardi Gras balls are already happening, and people are, you know, so it's all around me. And, of course, the nature of my business is, you know, the more alcohol we sell, the more successful we are.
Yeah.
So, you know, I had no choice, but because a lot of people that have problems with alcohol, they just remove themselves from these bars and places of things so they don't get tempted, where I was forced to be in the lion's mouth.
Right. But so often people have events at their house, and so they can't get away from it. My brother's an alcoholic, and he doesn't drink, but his wife drinks, and she'll get a little toasted during the holiday celebrations, and you know he's there with everybody drinking. So how do you deal, and how do you remember dealing with it in the beginning when you're around all of this, but you can't do it? What is it that kept you strong and kept you away from getting back to drinking?
Well, I have a very strong support group of others that don't drink as well, too. And I work a great program, and it continuously, because I'm only one drink away from going back to that. So, even though I haven't had a drink in 3 years, I am an alcoholic. So I have that problem of the mind and the body, meaning that if I have that first drink, my body takes over, and I'm on like Pecan, and I have to... I have to drink till I'm intoxicated and passed out. And so some people think, well, I don't know. I think you can do that now. I think you can have that one drink. And it's, for me and me only, it's like, I don't want to take that chance, because the sobriety that I've had the last 3 years and the place that I'm at now with my family and people that are close to me has been the best ever. Because of my sobriety, I'm no longer a burden to others, you know, to take care of me, because I'm passed out like Weekend at Bernie's, you know, and that was my thing.
Right. I often have told people that if you go even a week, if you've started and you go a week without drinking, if you take that one drink, you got to start over. That week is wasted. And you don't want to waste the 3 years of sobriety that you now have by starting over. Because, you know, I would think that like every day that goes by, you gain momentum in terms of this strength of resisting drinking.
That's right. And, you know, for as long as I've been drinking for, I don't know, 50 years, the clarity that I have in my mind and my body and the way I feel and all, it's not worth the trade or the risk of returning to that. I mean, it's incredible to live your life happy and joyous and do it sober. Because alcohol is a depressant. So anything that brings you up to a certain level, you pay the price on the way down.
Yeah,
so
that's right.
You drink and you feel great, right? But the next day, not so much. And the older we get, it's really hard. And I know my liver's really happy.
Yeah, good. Yeah, because you know, you only have one liver, and liquor does not play friendly with the liver.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So I just, you know, I think about people who are newly sober. I think about people who have, you know, quit recently and they're going into the holidays. And, you know, like you say, some people can just stay away from that kind of stuff. You can't
right.
because of your job. So I'm really proud of you. And it says a lot
yeah.
about you as a person that you're strong enough to be in that environment where everybody's drinking around you. And since I'm, you know, sober just about all of the time now, I mean, again, I'm not an alcoholic, but I just have decided I don't really feel like, you know, drinking right now,
what?
But it doesn't mean I won't have a glass of wine now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like my brother explained to me, my brother said, you know, one is too many and 33 isn't enough.
No,
you
just,
kids can't have that one. But see, I always could have one or two or three, and then I'm done. But I haven't even been doing that recently. But I do think about people who are going to struggle with this through the holidays, and I just
right.
I wanted them to hear the strength of your character, and just remind people that they can get through this.
That's right, and you know it's not just the alcohol. It's life 101. It's like how to live my life. Because it's a lot of things in my life that triggered me to deal with what, because alcohol
yeah.
was my solution till it was no longer my solution.
Yeah.
And then anything happened in my life, if I was losing gigs and all because I'm an elderly musician now to younger things, I would get depressed about it and say, oh, screw it. Let me have a cocktail and I'll just get numb about it and forget about it. So
yeah.
that was my answer for everything. You know, if I'm having relational issues, let's drink, you know,
yeah.
Celebrating or if it's a problem, that was always my answer till it became my problem.
Yeah.
And now when I do have issues, things come up with me that bother me, I reach out for support that, you know, remind me, don't take a drink.
Good.
You know, work with others. The more you give, the more you get, you know,
yeah.
and that's true about everything in life, right? So in order for us to keep sobriety, we must give it away.
Yeah.
So I want to be an inspiration for others that are fighting for the same thing by telling them that you can do it too, and life on the other side of this is grand.
You know, I think about people like Nikki Six, who celebrated her birthday just the other day, mentioned it on the show, and you know, there's a guy who's lucky to be alive and died a couple of times and was brought back to life, but you know, here's a guy who I think he's been sober and clean now for over 30 years, and he just says life is so much better now than it was before. And when you're drinking, you can't imagine that life would be better when you're not drinking.
That's right. I mean, especially in my business and, you know, all my heroes and all alcohol was part of the equation of showing success, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, right?
Yep.
So I wanted to be like John Bonham, you know, and of course, you know, he died from alcoholism, you know? And, it was like as a kid when I started playing in bands and stuff, I said, well, I need to drink because I'll show that I'm really cool and I'm in the, you know, I'm in the rock scene. And it's, you know, my heroes always, you know, Jimmy Page had a bottle of Jack Daniels in one hand. It's the classic picture, him and a Jack Daniels in one hand and his Les Paul in the other.
Yeah,
you know, like,
that's
wow,
right.
That's rock and roll.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah?
Well, Rob Schulte, thanks for spending time with us. I know you have inspired people by just talking about what you're talking about, and I know you have related to a lot of people who are going into the holidays with a non-drinking mentality, and it'll be a challenge for some of them, but many of them can think about what you've gone through, and you will help give them confidence to get through the season.
Well, thank you so much. And I'll give myself a little plug. We'll be at the Rock and Bowl tonight. So we'll be with John Blanchard and playing some Christmas songs and just having a good sober time while others are partaking.
Now, you know, the best thing about being sober around people who drink a lot is the entertainment value of them drinking a lot and how they act and some of the stupid things they say and do.
I'm entertained very much by my friends last Saturday, and I would say to myself, wow, that was me? No, you were worse.
Yeah. Wow. So. You know, yeah, if you want to stay sober sometime, if you want to know what you look like when you're drunk, stay sober sometime and be around some really drunk people, and you might question whether or not you ever want to get to that point again.
Oh, there's no doubt I was totally entertained the whole Saturday night. I took care of everybody. Such fun.
All right.
Well, thank you so much, Scoot.
Rob, have a great time tonight. All right, I'll see you soon.
Good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, Rob.
All right, Rob Schulte from the Top Cat. So, yeah, you can get through it. I know it's going to be a challenge in some ways, but think about what you've accomplished so far if you're not drinking. And if you're not drinking, if you take one drink, you have to start over. Don't waste the progress that you've made. And let that progress be strength for you as you go into the holidays and you're surrounded by people who are drinking. You don't want to have to start over. And you should have confidence from what you've accomplished so far. And then for those of you who can drink and you're not alcoholics, enjoy the holidays and have a couple of drinks. But, you know, you don't have to get, like, stupid drunk, which is just nothing but stupid, because you really do look and act really dumb and you don't feel so great the next day.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.